Hey guys, welcome back to Bite Size English. Sorry we're a little bit late today. It's a bit of a crazy day for me over here, so we're just gonna get right into this. So today what we're talking about is we're gonna be talking about some different phrases that we use based around the word ball. Now, ball is generally means something that a small sphere that you play with, play different sports with. So this could include baseball, tennis, basketball, football, rugby, cricket in lots of parts of the world, soccer, these type of games. So and that's pretty much the big ones. We will a couple of these idioms or a couple of these phrases will kind of include a little bit of knowledge about a couple different sports, including baseball and tennis, and we will be able to, as long as people have a basic understanding of what those sports are, they'll kind of understand how these phrases work. So the first one we're going to talk about today is the ball is in your court, or the ball is in her court, or the ball is in his court. So what it means is, it means if you're trying to figure something out, and it's between two people usually, if you put the ball in their court, it means that they have to take the next action. So whatever needs to be done, it's their turn now. So this comes from tennis. It means that the ball is in their side of the court now, so they have to take the next swing as they would in tennis. But in it can be used, for example, if you're calling someone and you leave them a message and say, okay, well, the ball's in her court now because she needs to call me back. Or it could be, for example, if you're doing a project together and you finish your part of the project and you say, hey man, I'm done my stuff, the ball's in your court, we need to get this done, right? So you're telling the guy, the other person, the ball is it's your responsibility to finish your portion of this project. So one more time, the ball is in your court. Of course, the your we can replace with a different pronoun, so it could be my court, his court, or you could put a person's name. The ball's in Edward's court. So it could be any sort of phrase, pronoun or person you want. The next one is also a sports reference, and that's comes this one comes from baseball, and it's called a curveball. So you describe a situation as a curveball. In baseball, a curveball is a ball that curves in a certain way that's very hard for the batter, the person with the bat, to hit. So it means it's very difficult to do something. So when I say I threw him a curveball, it means I did something that was unexpected for that person, or maybe it was very deceptive, or maybe very hard for that person to handle. So for example, I could say I get some big news, like say maybe something really big happened in someone's life, and they say, oh wow, that's a bit of a curveball. So I could say, I don't know, for example, someone says, I'm pregnant. Someone tells me that they're pregnant. Like, whoa, that's a bit of a curveball. Like, you didn't see it coming. It's unexpected, right? Or it could be something like a question on a test, and you're like, oh wow, that's a bit of a curveball. That's a bit difficult for me to figure out. So there's a couple different uses for that one, but it generally means something unexpected or something very difficult for you to deal with. So one more time, a curveball. Okay. The next one is a very generic one. So it means on the ball. Is the phrase on the ball, and that means that you're very attentive, or you're easy to t quick to take action, or you're very focused on something. So you usually describe a person as on the ball. By usually, I mean almost all the time. You could say, "Wow, that my teacher is so on the ball. He always has a good example for me." Right? So that's one example. Or you could say, for example, "She's never on the ball. She's always late for work." Right? That is the opposite. She's not attentive. She's not quick to action. She's not focused on what she's supposed to be focused on. So, on the ball, very simple one, means just to be focused. It's describing a person being focused, attentive, maybe knowledgeable, is another way to look at it, or very quick to do something. Okay. The next one's pretty fun. This one's more of an entertaining one. So we could say have a ball. So now this one doesn't mean this word for ball doesn't actually mean the ball like we throw around. This is comes from an old word for a party, in old kind of English society. I mean, not exclusive to English society. The other European societies had balls as well, but it was kind of a grand party that the the aristocrats or the wealthy people of a society would throw. They'd wear nice dresses and there'd be a big dance, and we call those balls. So that's where this means. It doesn't mean of having a. It doesn't mean to have a ball as in something you can throw. And what it means is to have a very good time. It's very simple. It just means to be enjoy yourself. So you can say, yesterday I had a ball. I had a ball yesterday. I had a ball yesterday. Or, hey, you guys have a ball at the party tonight, right? It's very straightforward. So the have can turn into had for past tense uses. It just means to have a good time. It's very simple, this one. So just practice this one a little bit. I think within no time, instead of saying I had fun, you can say I had a ball. And this definitely sounds a lot more fluent using this one rather than saying I had a lot of fun. You can say this instead. This is definitely a good way to kind of spice up your speaking ability for sure. The next one, it's similar to being on the ball. Keep your eye on the ball. So this means keep a focus on what you're doing. Okay, so if it's kind of the opposite to the other one I wanted to talk about, which is to take your eye off the ball. So this is the idea. This one is a ball is coming at you. You need to catch it, or you may need to hit it, or what have you. So if you take your eye off, if you take your eye off the ball, then maybe it'll hit you in the face, right? So the idea is you need to keep attention onto the important things that you're doing, right? So for example, if I use it as a positive, I say, hey, listen, this is a very important meeting tomorrow. I need everybody to keep their eye on the ball and be ready, right? So that means pay attention, stay focused, okay? For example, on the other side, I could say he was just not prepared for the test yesterday. He just took his eye off the ball and just didn't study, right? For example. All right, and then the last one we're going to talk about today is drop the ball, okay? So drop means to let it slip through your hands. So generally, this is for games which include catching, like American football or baseball or cricket. And the idea of this one is that you didn't actually catch the ball; you let it go through your hands. So when you, in a situation when you drop the ball, what that means is that you let that situation get out of your control and you didn't do what you were supposed to do. So, for example, I could say yesterday, he really dropped the ball and didn't pick me up from the airport, right? He was supposed to pick me up from the airport, but he didn't. So he really dropped the ball and didn't pick me up. Another one we use in American English is fumble the ball. And fumble the ball comes exclusively from American football. The idea of a fumble is, I shouldn't say that. Rugby also uses the word fumble. But the idea of it is if you have the ball in your hands and you're running with the ball, but then all of a sudden you let the ball kind of slip out of your hands. Either someone knocks it out or it falls from your hands. That's called a fumble. And so in American English, we definitely use the term fumble the ball, as well as it means essentially the same as drop the ball. It means to make a mistake, to do something wrong, to not do the right thing in that situation. Okay, and that's pretty much it for today. So I'm just going to go through them very quickly, just so you can hear them one more time. And then what, of course, like I always say, the best way to make this useful is to practice it, and especially practice it with people in day-to-day situations, okay? Because all of these I've provided with you are not some crazy idioms that no one uses. These are all very common idioms. I might say at least one of these once a day or two, so it's definitely very possible to use them all the time. So we'll go through them one more time. So the first one was the ball is in, and then one's court. So one, the ball is in a person's court, your court, his court, her court, etc. Okay. The second one was a curve ball, and it's usually used with the phrase throw a curve ball, or you could just call something a curve ball. So I could say he threw me a curveball, means he gave me something unexpected. Or I could say that question was a bit of a curveball. That question was a real curveball, means it was very difficult for me to deal with, or I didn't expect that. Okay, the next one is on the ball, means you're attentive, quick to action, focused usually is another way to phrase it as well. Competent, so you know what you're doing. Calling someone on the ball, always describing people with this one. The next one is to have a ball, means to have a good time, to enjoy yourself. You can say, wow, that's the watching that football game, I had a ball. We probably wouldn't say that, but that's one way you could technically use it. The next one is keep your eye on the ball or take your eye off the ball. Keep your eye on the ball, or you could say take your eye off the ball. So these are obviously very opposite. Keep your eye on the ball, stay focused. He took his eyes off the ball, didn't focus, and lost his focus somehow, okay? And then finally, like I said, drop the ball or fumble the ball. They both mean essentially the same thing, to make a mistake. Generally, the simplest way to use that one is just to say, to make a mistake. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't call. I really dropped the ball on you. I dropped the ball. Okay, that's it for it the balls today. Tomorrow, we're going to have another little set of phrases using a different word, because I quite like these and they're kind of fun to use. And as long as you guys pick up one or two of these words, these phrases a week, it's gonna do wonders to your English ability for sure. So make sure that you do try to practice at least a couple of these. If you hear one that you like, pick it up, practice it, use it in your day to day. Eventually, you'll see it pretty quickly just getting folded into your repertoire or your vocabulary almost, and you'll be able to use it in your day-to-day situations for sure. But otherwise, that's it for me today. Make sure you guys get a little, like I said, get a little bit more practice, and I will see you guys tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.